The final round is coming up, but first it's time for us to play a game. Please welcome back Queer Eye's fashion expert, Dan France. So, Tan, your first date with your now husband was at the chain restaurant Olive Garden.
Judge me all you want. It was a test for him.
It was a test for him?
Yeah. Did you used to watch the show Will and Grace?
Sure.
Okay. Will and Grace had two friends, Robin and Ellen, who used to go to a place called the Olive Garden. And Will and Grace never wanted to go because they found it frightfully dull. And so this guy, my now husband, had been messaging me for a few days and wanted to go out on a date. I was trying to sleep my way across America, so I wasn't interested in dating. and so I said, I'd like to go to a place called the Olive Garden. Have you heard of it? He was like, yeah. I told my friend who I was staying with, I was like, if this guy can entertain me, maybe I'll go on a second date with him. And he kept me highly entertained. And so I married him.
Oh.
Yeah. To be fair, he had to take breaks every 15 minutes to go to the restroom to calm down because he was really nervous. He blushed the whole time. I know, he was really nervous.
At home, you have an entire closet full of candles.
I sure do.
And you also told our producers that you are very into skincare.
Obsessed.
All right.
I don't wear makeup, so I make sure my skin's prepared.
Okay, so we took these three things and we combined them in a custom version of a game we like to play called This, That, or the Other. Mm. I'm just going to give you the name of something, and you're going to tell me if you think it's a scented candle, a skincare product, or the name of a chain restaurant.
Oh!
That's it.
I like that.
Okay, let's give it a shot. Candle, skincare, or restaurant? Baja Fresh.
I'm assuming restaurant, right?
Yeah, it's a chain restaurant, yeah. It's a casual Tex-Mex restaurant that started in California.
Is it in New York? Do you all know it?
Okay,
good.
No, yeah, okay. California and others. All right, how about this one? Greek yogurt after sun. Is that a restaurant? Skincare product or candle?
That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
I mean, skincare.
Yeah, that's what it is, of course.
Is it just Greek yogurt and you put it on after you
It's a
burn?
Cooling after sun cream gel for the face and body.
Why? Whoever made that, I think you are frustrating. and you are trying to take us for fools. Just buy Faye.
Because you do a mask, which is the Greek yogurt. And what else do you mix in?
Okay, Greek yogurt, a cup of that. Green tea teabag. Steep that teabag in water for about 30 seconds. Put the contents of that teabag into your yogurt. Mix it up. Put that on your face and thicken up. Did you ever see Mrs. Doubtfire? That thick.
Okay.
If you can see your skin, it's not enough. Like, don't cheap out. Leave that on your face for 10 minutes. Scrape it off after 10 minutes. Then wash your face. Put your moisturizer on. I swear to Lucifer, your skin will never have felt better.
There is so much added value having you on the show.
I can't even
tell you. How about smoky bones?
Ew. Smoky bones. I'm going to say it's like a barbecue place, so food.
Oh, you are perfectly correct.
Good.
It's the same company that owns Olive Garden. However, in 2007, they sold it to a company called Barbecue Integrated Incorporated.
Ew.
All right, this is your last clue. Smell my nuts.
You dirty bastard. Oh, gosh, is it food?
A chain restaurant? Restaurant called Smell My Nuts?
I'm thinking, well, let me explain before you answer, and I might change it. I'm thinking like those streetcar vendors. Maybe there's a chain of those.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually going for like a fancy restaurant.
Sure. fancy. Michelin star, Smell My Nuts.
Gosh, is it skincare?
It's a candle.
Oh.
This Smell My Nuts candle smells like banana, nut bread, coconut, and hazelnut. You did amazing. Congratulations, Tan friends. Yay! Tan's new fashion competition series, Next in Fashion, is on Netflix now. One more hand for Tan France, everybody.